This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The pandemic has kept most of us holed up at home and seeking out the things in life that soothe us. For some, it's baking bread or getting a pet or taking a long walk. For world-renowned musician Yo-Yo Ma, it's playing his cello. He's spent a lot more time than usual at his home in Cambridge. Early in the pandemic, he found a way to use his music to soothe himself and others. He tweeted out videos of himself playing some of his favorite pieces. In turn, musicians around the world posted their own work with Ma's hashtag Songs of Comfort. This all sparked an idea for an album. Yo-Yo Ma teamed up with a longtime friend, British pianist Catherine or Kathy Stott, on a collection they called Songs of Comfort and Hope. The album was released today.
What we really wanted to do was to take songs that are probably deeply meaningful to different peoples around the world. Since this is a worldwide pandemic, and how do we actually address what people feel deeply all over the world.
So you looked internationally, and this is a traditional song that many people recognize from Simon and Garfunkel, but it has deeper roots than that. Let's listen to Scarborough Fair, and in particular, this great sound in the beginning of kind of a percussive plucking of the strings that you do here. Let's listen. I wonder if the comfort in this song is the familiarity of it. What do you find in it?
Well, you know, we wanted to choose songs that people know and love from different places and from different times. You know, Scarborough Fair is a traditional English folk song, but Kathy had this great idea. She said, you know, why don't we actually, for some of the traditional songs, maybe we could also find really interesting arrangers to do it so that we can actually have a different sound, like you were describing the beginning plucking the cello. And that's one way of kind of making these songs different, special, and contemporary.
Do you find comfort in this song, in your own kind of history?
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, it's almost none of those songs we play or record without getting very misty-eyed. I mean, there's one reason why these songs are, you know, have lasted so long and mean so much to people.
When you think of a song like the Antonin Dvorak, a movement from his Symphony No. 9 from the New World, this is Going Home, and people may be surprised that it's a Dvorak song. He wrote it not long after he arrived in America in 1893 from what is now the Czech Republic. It's part of the second movement that took on new life, and let's hear a little bit of it now. When you listen to that now, what goes through your mind?
Oh my goodness, so much, because I think Dvorak was more than a composer, he was also a teacher. And the lyrics and the song, Going Home, was actually written by his student, William Arms Fisher. Dvorak taught for a couple of years at the National Conservatory of Music. He taught his students, don't compose like me, but listen. Listen to what's around you. His students heard him and then taught in the same way. And as a result, we have some of the most distinct original voices that are American voices, but so diverse, as is the country.
And it's wonderful to think of, in terms of the lyrics Dvorak did not write, going home, I'm a going home, quiet like, still someday, I'm just going home. And of course, when you think about the pandemic, many of us consider ourselves sort of stuck at home, if we're lucky enough to have a home. Yet the sentiment of longing is the common thread in many of these pieces. When you're playing them, where does that sentiment come from in you? I mean, I'm imagining that your life is a lot different right now than it has been ever before, certainly in your performing career, because are you pretty much staying in one place?
I am. And what's amazing is that literally for the first time in my life, certainly in the last 45 years, I'm actually feeling what people who lead a regular life do, because my life has been anything but regular. And suddenly I actually cherish the idea of weekends. You know, I actually go to the office, you know, like 9 to 5, Monday to Fridays. And I can't wait for the weekend sometimes and dread Monday and, you know, things that look.
Welcome to the world.
Exactly. I work nights, you know, I'm one of those guys that work nights.
Just get a steady job, Yo-Yo.
Yeah, I ain't getting I'm looking for a regular job, a day job. But in terms of home, I think we all have so many different versions of home, whether it's the home where we were born, and whether it's memories of home, memories of landscape, of foods, of smells, of scents. And then, of course, we're a country where people move. So home is much larger than a place or even our own memories.
And it's great to just be reminded of what provides comfort and solace to people around the world, no matter where you come from. And you have a song, Tula Baba. It's an African lullaby. We may not be familiar with this, but it's sung by a lot of choruses around the world. The lyrics are, hush, hush, little baby, daddy will be back in the morning. There's a star that will draw him home. What drew you to this song?
Well, so Kathy Stott, once again, knew this song, and she played it for one of her students who's from South Africa, and that student started crying and said, you know, this so reminds me of my childhood, because that's a song that we sang all the time. And it's a Zulu lullaby. And so coming home guided by the star is actually knowledge that the Zulus and also indigenous people have. They don't get lost because they read the skies. There's something else that Kathy and I hope that the music will kind of reach deep within people's psyches and memories to honor the people who are doing incredibly hard work and the people who have lost others, and kind of recapture the sense of caring that we have for one another.
I think in terms of rebuilding and recapturing in a sense of kind of restoration, I want to hear this song, which is really lovely. It's sort of, you did it in a jaunty, jazzy way. We'll Meet Again, a song recorded by Vera Lynn, a British singer, in 1939. In fact, she just died this year. And she sang it with a sense of heartbreak and hope. And you and Catherine, who just plays so beautifully, take a different approach. Yo-Yo, playing that, did you feel like you were bringing us to the next chapter, to the point when we can meet again?
Well, it's interesting you ask that question, because I think one of the things we thought about is that this song was played during the separation of loved ones during the war, during the Second World War. And so many of these songs deal with that kind of separation. We hope we'll meet again. There's the hope, but there's also the possibility that we won't meet again. We did want to end the album on a hopeful note, but it's also a poignant note.
Well, I think we're lucky to have a musical soundtrack from other times to add to this time, from you, Yo-Yo Ma, and Catherine Stott. So nice to speak with you. Thank you.
Lisa, it's great to speak with you. Really, we enjoy what you do every day. Thank you.